Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Your comments make the show better. Send us your thoughts live on our Facebook channel to be the star of today's show. Can't catch us live? Hit us up on our other social media channels to have your say. For now, welcome to the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, good morning, Canada. Canadian sports fans around the world, welcome to your favorite sports talk show, Canada's only mid-morning coffee program for sports. How you doing? I'm Rod Peterson. Oh, he's our co-host, Darren DuPont. How you doing, Dupes?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Like, I'm Simon. He's Simon. Together, we're Simon and Simon. You have no idea what that show is, do you?
No.
I meant to pull a photo. Can you guys Google it in the back, Simon and Simon? I used to love that show. It's you could call this a Football Monday, or as Mike Abou-Meshrick coined the term months ago, Bomber Monday. Congratulations to our friends, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. And I just realized that's why you're wearing blue and gold today.
I got it decked out today.
In honor of the Bomb.
Yeah.
The Bomb Squad.
Had to support. You okay over there?
I just broke my mic stand. New record, less than a minute into the program. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers are Grey Cup champions. Do not adjust your sets. It did pass spell check. They beat the Hamilton Tiger Cats in the 107th Grey Cup, 33-12 at Calgary's McMahon Stadium yesterday. And we've got an all-time high viewers checking in this morning on our Facebook wall as we set sail here on our post-Grey Cup week. And what'd you say, Clark? Oh, he's got a phone. He found it already. Here's Simon and Simon. Can you put Simon and Simon? Okay. Look at those guys. Wow. I really like the guy on the right the most out of the two Simon brothers. Simon and Simon. There you go. You don't remember that show?
No, but
one of the greatest theme songs ever.
It's a great shot.
Thank you, Clark, for digging that up, or whomever was responsible on the other side of the wall. Mapping out the program today, a big CFL show and some NFL as well. Bakari Grant announcing his retirement from the CFL, former Rough Rider, Ticat, Stampeder, Schweezy, the Cali Kid, as we like to call him. Bakari Grant will be joining us from SoCal this morning. Keon Raymond, Stampeder's great, Grey Cup champion. He announced some news on Saturday at a news conference of Grey Cup week. Keon's going to come on here live from Calgary this morning to talk about that. Our director of scouting, Craig Smith, will be with us. Amanda Ruler, overall badass, Amanda Ruler will be here. She was very active on Twitter yesterday. I'm going to tell you who wasn't in a minute. And our NFL insider, Jim Lang, coming up because interesting Sunday in the National Football League. Week 12, wasn't it? Wasn't it week 12? Grey Cup. I picked the Bombers to win. You didn't.
I did not.
And that's cool. I did not expect they were going to come out and just absolutely brutalize the Hamilton Tiger Cats from the coin toss to the final gun. They kicked their ass. Up and down the field.
And that's putting it mildly.
Yep.
Wow.
And when the Ticats, was it not the opening drive that they fumbled and Big Hill recovered it?
Yep.
Already in the red zone, I'm like, this is going to be their day. Very similar to the 2013 Grey Cup when Durant fumbled the ball right into Sheets' hands, right?
Yep.
It's going to be the Riders' day that day. It was the Bombers' day yesterday. We couldn't be happier for them. We've heard from all kinds of Winnipeg people this morning. They're lighting up our Facebook wall today. And I say kudos again to Winnipeg. I had said all year, while I poked a lot of stuff at him, a lot of junk, that's what I do over here, did say going into the season that they're the best team in the CFL. The only thing that can stop them is
themselves.
And they almost did.
Almost.
They really tried to almost screw it up, but they didn't. And they're Grey Cup champions, and hashtag 1990 is over. The drought is over. And I couldn't be happier for all those guys, which, by the way, which we'll get into today. Our director of scouting, Craig Smith, will have a lot of thoughts on this. They might blow the whole damn thing up after this. Like, if Mike O'Shea really wants to go to Toronto, as is the rumor, and his son's playing at Guelph, with the Griffins, Mike Jr., like, at least it's go with our blessing, Mike.
Yeah.
At least he's not going with his tail between his legs out of town.
No.
He's going as a champion, and he's earned whatever he wants.
Very Kawhi Leonard-like.
Very Kawhi Leonard, yeah. How could you be mad at him?
We just came back, and I just won you a championship for the first time in 30 years. Like, okay, what else do you want?
What else do you want? I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Pulls the Bryn Griffiths or the Barry Trotz. wins the Stanley Cup with the Washington Capitals, moves on to the New York Islanders. It's not unheard of.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily time to talk about that. But that troika of Matt Nichols, Zach Collaros, and Chris Streveler, they're not all going to be around as much as they probably want to be. Now, listen, today's a day to celebrate the Bombers win, not talk about the future for them. Listen, Chad Hildred writing in on the Facebook wall, he says, Brandon Banks shut his Twitter account down. And he does a little laughing emoji. Yeah, I'm going to get to Brandon Banks next. I had a CFL guy write me this morning and said, I want the full breakdown of what happened between you and Brandon Banks on the weekend, and I want it on the show at 10 o'clock. So first, you tell me, because I'm sure you got some things you're going to talk about, yeah. And then I'll get into what was a rather delicious, fun weekend with Speedy B.
Yeah, I mean, it's just impressive what Winnipeg was able to do. That's just, you know, wanted to make sure we mentioned that, and we're going to give them enough kudos throughout the morning, I'm sure, with everybody that comes on. But man, did they come out and just, I mean, Hamilton didn't look like the same team that played all year.
Brutalized them. I think that's the best term.
Yeah, there was no answer. So whether that's Richie Hall and Paul Lapolis, because it was not just offense, it was defensively too, that Hamilton didn't have an answer at all. And Zach Collaros did enough, did what he needed to do, and Chris Streveler came in and took a couple of big shots too, and played well. It was impressive. And even when you think you've got Winnipeg figured out, they put in Chris Streveler, and he throws for a first down.
Didn't see that one coming.
Didn't see that coming. So very kudos to Paul Lapolis. 6 sacks for the defense, 4 turnovers in the first quarter. It was impressive.
7 on the day overall, yeah. I think. So thanks, everybody, for joining us for a coffee this morning. We had a lot to get to here today. My friend Joe Lazito is watching from Long Island, New York today, and he says, hashtag I stand with Rod Peterson. Thank you, Joe. He's obviously moved on from his I stand with Don Cherry hashtag and moved on to me. So here's how the thing went with Brandon Banks and me, and I honestly don't even know how this became a story. One thing about social media, and particularly Twitter, it helps with boredom. So I was going up to a little town outside Yorkton on Friday to speak on to the RM, the rural municipality of Calder. I checked into a hotel Friday afternoon, and I was bored. And I was thinking about those conversations that I'd had on the program with Travis Lule and some of the guys on Friday about Cody Fajardo not winning Most Outstanding Player. And when he didn't win it Thursday night, I was okay with it because it's a vote. It's a democracy. How are you going to bitch about that? But then through the show Friday, I got more and more ticked off that he didn't win just because I love him so much. And I think what he did was pretty outstanding. If you want to go by the term of the Most Outstanding Player, what Cody Fajardo did was outstanding. If you all want to go by stats, which is what it's voted upon, yeah, Speedy B had 1,500 yards. That was outstanding, too.
Yeah.
But I just think what Cody did by single-handedly saving this franchise was outstanding and getting them to their first pennant since 2009, most wins since 1970. That's outstanding. So to me, that would be most outstanding player. I put that on Twitter and then watched the hilarity ensue from media, coaches of other teams, and a lot of fans. But I know a lot of people agreed with me because there was 600-plus likes on that tweet. And I'm like, ah, this is cool. And then I go and do the dinner on the Friday night and the speaking, and it was great. Then I get up on Saturday morning to have breakfast and have coffee in Yorkton, and all of a sudden my phone's going off like a slot machine. Ding, 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 ding. I'm like, what'd I win, Bob? It's Brandon Speedy Banks going off on me and says that us Saskatchewan people can't get over them winning. I guess we could have put the tweet up, but everybody's seen it by now. And then he says, oh, our quarterback's better than y'all quarterback anyhow. Like, I kind of got a kick out of it. And to be honest, he was liking my tweets. I was liking his. I'm thinking, this is entertainment, right? This is fun. This is what we do. This isn't real. This isn't serious. Like, you can literally say whatever the hell you want about me. I'm not going to get offended. Yeah. Trust me, because people do. I thought we were playing that game. And then from the last time Banks and I got into it over the Simone Lawrence thing, I meant to say, I was so upset. I'm like, I meant to say, I can't hear you because my 2 gray cup rings are plugging my ears. The Patrick Waugh line.
Yeah.
I didn't say it then, but I knew he'd come back. I knew he'd come back at some point at me, and he did. And it just so happened to be the day before Grey Cup Sunday. And then all for the next 2 days. You know, I didn't say a lot. As producer Clark said, you were just sticking up for Cody. That's all I was doing. I was promoting Cody, pumping his tires. And Bang's head just explodes. And, of course, it came into this. People are saying, you're getting off your game. You should be thinking about the game. Not Rod. And I'm in the back of my head, I'm already thinking that. Like, what are you talking to me? Who the hell am I? Have you people not figured out yet? I should not be listened to. How many times have I said that? But they can't help themselves. If you'd ignore me, I'd go away. But they can't. And then I guess Sunday morning, because I wasn't near Twitter, I was busy. I wasn't bored. I guess Speedy B fired up the Twitter thing again on Sunday morning. He was getting after it with people. And then unfortunately for him, frankly, in the game, he gets hurt. Because, you know, here's the thing. It's a 45-man game. You can't do it alone. He was ready to have a breakout game. He was balling when he was healthy, and then he got knocked out of the game. And that's when everybody jumped on him about the karma stuff. And here we are. And nobody's heard from him since because he deleted his account. I guess that's the big thing. Or suspended it or whatever. I don't know how you do that. Because I don't hide. You want to bring it? Bring it. I can handle it. I'm not deleting my account. I don't have a burner. I got balls. I'm not saying Speedy B doesn't. I'm saying people with burner accounts that troll don't. The guy's got balls, obviously. He's the most outstanding player in the CFL. He's been great for a long time. But he's hurting, and I don't like that. I don't like anybody to be. See my point about I thought this was fun? I thought this was WWF, Bobby the Brain Heenan stuff?
Well, it should be. Yeah, that's
what I thought.
No, I get it. For sure I do. That's funny. Are you going to get a Grey Cup ring?
Why?
Because I think that is a big contributing factor. I think you are like Winnipeg had this one when this whole Twitter thing started. They were off. They're not even focused on the game. Should have been in the playbook. Should have been in the meeting rooms.
Well, I think some of the things that I said about the Bombers sufficiently motivated them all year. So you're welcome.
At least a replica.
No.
For the desk?
I got two, and I'm very fortunate to have those. I'm good. Yeah, Speedy B got into how those rings on the header of my Twitter look like I bought them and they look cheap. It don't matter. They all mean the same thing. They all mean the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the Richard Pargeter writes in, "You're the man, Rod." Thank you, Richard. I was just doing it for fun. From Tom Geiger, absolutely the perfect response, Rod. I just found it hilarious that we're not even at Grey Cup. And we're leading the discussion. That's some funny stuff.
Unbelievable. Yeah, between that and all the things throughout the weekend, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable weekend, and it was great. I mean, the stadium aside, and I know that's a big issue in Calgary, that they need a new stadium, and that is this really Grey Cup worthy, and is it going to lose a little bit of the luster? Because that's part of the storyline that we didn't get into a lot. It wasn't a huge topic, but from people who I knew were there, my phone was going with text messages, and that was the message, was this is it. This stadium is worse than old Mosaic, and this is where the Grey Cup is. But on TV,
it looked good.
It looked great. I think
that's what TSN does and the CFL.
And you know what? And I've seen the stadium and the work that they've done in Calgary throughout my time, whether it was in the Canada West playoffs or the Mitchell Bowl, seeing it start to come together. They did a good job at dressing up that stadium.
Brooke Andrusik watching from Elk Ridge, BC. Is it Elk Ridge, BC? Brooke, correct me on that if I'm wrong. He says, Andrew Harris crying about all the haters. News alert, he tested positive for PEDs. And I wanted to get into that here in the rollout for Flooring Superstore. And we'll do that when we bring Amanda on set here in segment two of The Bunker, because we don't have enough time in the rollout to get into that. But I will just say this about Andrew Harris, for those that are, you know, our podcast listeners here and so forth that have hung on through segment one. Clearly, they love Andrew Harris within that Winnipeg locker room. Clearly, they love Andrew Harris within that city. And clearly, he's a phenomenal football player. This is not a hill that I want to die on. I really don't care how this plays out. It's not my team. Roger Clemens, A-Rod, Ben Johnson, all those guys, it's tainted them forever. Forever. I mentioned a couple weeks ago, A-Rod never won an All-Star, never won a Gold Glove, never won a Silver Slugger after he was suspended for steroid use. if Andrew Harris only had to pay for till the end of one season, I think that's pretty good, rather than his whole career. Like, to date, if he's going into the Canadian Football Hall of Fame, which he is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Grey Cup champion. Well, he might be the greatest Canadian of all time. Nobody's arguing that. That's the problem that I had with the Bombers, that they were writing me about, why can't you move on from this? He served his time. I'm like, it's not up to you guys to decide when it's over. It's up to the public's perception as to when it's over and when he's paid his price.
If the public's talking about it, it becomes a topic that we have to address.
Right. So I guess he served his sentence because he was the most outstanding player of the game. He was the most Canadian, first guy to ever do that, and he earned it. I don't know enough about steroids, thankfully, to know that. Are they still in his system? Is he still getting the benefit from them? Hey, you want to talk heroin, meth, cocaine, marijuana? I'm your guy. I can talk about that because I have a diploma in it. This stuff is in your system from 12 hours to 30 days. I don't know about steroids. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is, he was caught and he did pay the two-game price. But I don't think the public and the media are done with him yet. I think they're done with him now.
I think they have to be done with him now.
But that's my point.
Yeah.
You should be happy if it's only to the end of the season. Because for these other big names, it still taints them. A-Rod thinks it cost him $40 million.
Right. But we can't control how it makes us feel. And, you know, for Andrew Harris, that was still a big thing for him. And, you know, we might have moved on. We might be done. He might be off the mat, but he still feels that everybody's on top of him about it and that it's still a big topic and feels like he exercised some demons. You know what? Yeah, maybe you're not in for the league awards. Maybe people don't vote on you for whatever reasons. They don't feel right about it. And that's fine. But you're in the game. And you're in the game, and that's your opportunity to prove that you are still capable of playing at a high level, and you can't take it away from him. And I tweeted it early in the football game when he scored the second touchdown. Did he just win MVP of the football game? And it held up. Usually those things don't hold up, but it held up. And
it aged well.
It aged well. He earned it. And he very well is eligible to man. Be the MVP.
I'm sorry. We could go on so long. Tom writes in and he says, Tom Geiger says, Andrew had the opportunity at the end of the game to say the right thing, had the right opportunity twice, and he blew it. Well, yes and no. I mean, he said, this is for the haters, screw you, which I thought was actually kind of cute. But it's similar to Darian after 2013. Everybody's at his stall at the locker room after the Riders won it, and they're expecting him to give some great monologue on winning it. And he's like, to all you haters, you know what you can do. And people weren't expecting that. They weren't expecting it from Harris either, but this is what they've lived with. And he talked about being kicked when he was down. I get how that would be simmering in him for so long. And he was down.
Yeah.
But he's not down anymore. He's a champion. And who really gives a rat's ass about these awards? You get a Grey Cup ring. We'll bring Amanda in. People are asking for her. Thanks for waiting, Amanda. Getting rolling. This has been the rollout for Flooring Superstore on the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Our biggest sale of the year has returned. The greatest auto sale is back at Capital Ford Lincoln. With savings up to $19,000. And for a limited time, finance rates are as low as 0% on new and used vehicles. Plus, most new vehicle purchases come with a free set of winter tires. And buy or lease a new or used vehicle during the Greatest Auto Sale for your chance to win your payments for a whole year. Run down, walk down, bust down, or fly down. Just get yourself down to Capital's Greatest Auto Sale.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. Snow Beef is the result of crossbreeding full-blood Wagyu males with Holstein females. Much like a fine wine, when given the proper care and diet, the Snow Beef genetics develop superior marbling and flavor. The culmination of these efforts is the best beef you can get in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, Little Red's Market Cafe in Mortlock, Saskatchewan, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
Quiet on the set. Paul, that means you. Now, from inside a Grey Cup studio, it's Rod Peterson.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We got them all pissed off in Hamilton already. Check my Twitter, and they're mad down there. Come on, guys. Don't come at me. When I made my joke about the Grey Cup rings as a broadcaster, listen, I get it. It's as a broadcaster. I get it. As a matter of fact, Speedy B was going off about the degrees that he has, that he earned in college. And I'm like, you bragging about your degrees is like me bragging about my Grey Cup rings. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Neither one means a lot in our role.
No. Has nothing to do with playing football. It has nothing to do with
But they're mad in Hamilton.
Of course they are. They lost.
And but I don't mean, come at me.
They're going to be mad. And this is the one thing that I want to just tell everybody, whether you're in Winnipeg, whether you're in Hamilton, win and be happy, lose and be sad. But this isn't like, I mean, this isn't the time to shove it down people's throats, right? Be happy that you won. You don't have that's enough. You've shoved it down everybody's throats in Winnipeg that you've won. Now you don't have to go back and bring up all the old stuff and be like, remember this? Yeah, suck it. Remember this? Yeah, suck it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This isn't the time because it makes you look bad.
Monday morning sports update. Fourth-year quarterback Adam Sinigra led the Calgary Dinos to a 27-13 win over the Montreal Carabins.
Thank
for the
you.
Vanier Cup on Saturday. Thank you for what?
Putting that in there.
Way to go, like Dinos.
Seems like an afterthought.
The Dinos were the first team to donate some memorabilia for the desk here.
First time in all those great teams they had in the past decade that have been so good, ranked number one in the country. They were like ranked seventh. First time they've won in 24 years.
Connor McDavid scored the only goal of the shootout in the Pacific Division leading Edmonton Oilers. Beat the second place Arizona Coyotes 4-3 on Sunday night. The game marked the return of former longtime Coyotes, now Oilers head coach Dave Tippett to Arizona. He's still got a house in Scottsdale. Probably slept in his own bed. Dallas Mavericks find themselves atop the NBA's Southwest Division at 11-5 after leapfrogging over the Houston Rockets. Luka Doncic scored 41 points, and Tim Hardaway Jr. added a season-high 31 in the Mavs' fifth straight win, 137-123 over the Rockets. Jimmy Garoppolo threw for 253 yards and two touchdowns as the 49ers beat the Packers 30-78 on Sunday. Garoppolo connected on a 42-yard TD strike to Deebo Samuel in the second quarter and a 61-yarder to George Kittle in the third to get San Francisco to 10-1. That's your Monday morning sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Regina's newest entertainment destination. Amanda Ruler's here, overall badass. That's what you said you want me to introduce
you as? I'm sticking to that. Yeah, I would say that.
Weightlifter, former pro football player, you name it. Back to that comment, because you have some thoughts on Andrew Harris. And Tom, here's the official comment from Tom Geiger, one of our viewers. He says, I said it last night. Andrew Harris had the opportunity to say the right thing, and he didn't. More than once, a humble Harris would be forgiven by all. Meh, not now. I don't have a problem with Andrew Harris, but you do.
Definitely. I think this hits me a little bit harder as an athlete myself and somebody that's not being paid to be a professional athlete. In my sport and the sports I've done for my entire life competing on Team Canada, I've been held to a higher standard. So even if I test positive for a small trace of anything under WADA protocol, which is the World Anti-Doping Association, I would be suspended for almost up to 4 years. So I think it hit me really hard when he was only suspended for 2 games. Yes, there's some controversy if he did cheat or not, but they did find a trace amount and he was only suspended for 2 games. So I think I'm mostly upset that it was just a 2-game suspension for a professional athlete. When I, myself, am trying so hard to be clean, watch everything that I put in my body, and I get tested quite a bit. Athletes in my field get tested quite a bit, and all these professional athletes, football players are coming out, oh, they tested me 3 times, they tested me 5 times. That is standard protocol. So I think to me, why am I being held for a higher standard for what what I'm doing for my sport than these professional athletes.
And you're not even being paid.
And I'm not being paid.
And you're a national level competitor.
Yes, national level competitor trying to compete for Team Canada, represent my country on the world stage. And these athletes, I think that's what bothered me the most about this situation. No matter if he got caught or not, he got caught, or if it's true or not, he still got caught for that small trace, whereas I would be banned from my sport for several years.
Well, this is interesting because JR in Cranbrook just writes in. He says, Amanda, get over it. You're not a pro. And I say, what's the difference? Should there be a difference? Pro or amateur?
Yeah. No, it comes down to the league a little bit. I mean, to me, it's a league issue, right? Holding your athletes to a little bit of a higher standard.
Either you care or you don't.
But yeah, it is. I mean, it is. It's exactly what it is.
Should it make a difference,
that's
Amanda?
That's right. I'm not a pro. I'm not being paid. Actually, if you look at the definition of Olympic athletes, they're not professional athletes.
Right.
So why am I being held to a higher standard than Andrew Harris?
Than a pro.
Why is the CFL holding these pros to we're just going to give them a 2-game suspension? That's almost sending a message out there saying, all right, well, do what you got to do because we're only going to suspend you for a couple games.
Give it a try.
Well, that's why I read his comment, because I think it is rude, JR. I wanted to give you the opportunity, Amanda, to explain what you just did.
Yeah.
Her core question is, why are, what should I say, international amateur athletes and national athletes held to a higher standard than pros?
Yeah.
So just furthermore, do you have a problem with him winning most outstanding player of the game, most outstanding Canadian?
I do.
You do.
I do. I don't think that was fair. But that's just my opinion. You can definitely think I'm wrong for that, but I think just because for me in my situation as an athlete, you wouldn't be eligible.
I can see it as an amateur athlete, it bugs you because he's sitting here getting paid, and when he gets hit with it, it's only minor. He still gets to come back in a couple of games, play in the championship, win all these awards. You would be sitting there for 4 years. And as an amateur athlete, 4 years can ruin a career. The one thing that I take away from this, too, is putting it into context. If I'm the Bombers, or if I'm a Bomber fan, or if I'm Andrew Harris, don't be upset. Like, it's kind of over because your punishment really wasn't that stiff. And being tested 3 times, 5 times, 6 times sounds like standard protocol.
Very standard, yes.
Yeah, there's no pity party there. But he won, and he's eligible, and, you know.
Well,
there's two sides.
Again, he's on the podium as the star of the game, ripping all the haters. And it made me uncomfortable. I want to cheer for the guy. But for all the reasons Amanda's just said, it's not necessarily right. And for the last month, I've been saying to the Bombers, what are you upset about? Mm-hmm. Like, again, you don't get to decide what the punishment is. Now, Daniel Langley writes, then he says, people forget that Speedy B tested positive a while ago for PED.
I don't forget that.
And was able to still win the most outstanding player this year. Lots of issues here. So as we bring in Keon Raymond, my opinion has not changed on this. And that is, I don't know why we're testing for PEDs at all. I see it not dissimilar from pro wrestling. I don't think fans of pro wrestling care that the athletes are on steroids. They don't. The quote that I said before, and I'll use it again, people want to eat the hot dog. They don't want to know what's in the hot dog. Just entertain us. Did you say we have Keon?
Yeah, here
you come. There, we got him. He's part of the program here today. Good morning, Mr. Raymond. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Rod. How's it going?
Good. Very well, thank you. We got Amanda and Darren here with us today, and we're going to get into your news that you held on Saturday, which is kind of interesting, got a lot of people talking. But first of all, your take on the 107th Grey Cup. What'd you think about the game?
Oh, man, you know what? It was an exciting game. Tip my hat to Winnipeg. They did a tremendous job just playing football, playing 60 minutes of football, and you can just kind of tell Hamilton, they were in it. Turnover cost you the game, you know, and so I think those guys, you know, they play hard on both teams, but I tip my hat to the city of Winnipeg. 29 years, great fans, you know what I mean? You can't say anything about it. You know, I hear you guys talking about Andrew Harris' comments as well.
Well, yeah, so go there. I mean, you played this league a long time. Should he be eligible to win these awards? Should he be eligible to be playing at all?
Yeah, you know what? I think he served his suspension, you know, and when he got tested, and he took the consequences when he for those things, and you know, he's back on the field, and if he's in the game, he's eligible to play or to win those awards. So I don't have a problem with it. That's just my take on it. He's in the game. He's played. He's contributed a lot throughout the league, and he served the suspension. If the league wanted to do anything more about it, suspend him. Maybe they hold him out for the game. But in all actuality, he served the suspension. You know, he did his time, and he got back on the field to help his team win the Grey Cup.
Right. So the opinion you agree with the Bombers, and that is these are what the rules are. All this has happened within the framework of the rules. So let's move on.
Yeah, that's it. You know, if you don't like the rules, you change them. That's just, you know, we can all have a personal opinion of how we should see things or how we think things should play out. But, you know, in all actuality, the rules are set there for a reason. And these are the rules that were in place. And he did those. He served his time. He did his time sitting out for breaking the rules. And, he's back on the field and gave his team an opportunity to win the Grey Cup, you know. So, you know, hats off to him.
Keon Raymond with us from Calgary this morning. So you held a news conference at the Airport Marriott on Saturday declaring your candidacy for the presidency of the Canadian Football League Players Association. And of course, I followed your career for a very long time. I know you've always been an outspoken player rep. What made you want to come after this position?
You know what? It was, I think it was a few different things that kind of got me to going out. I especially retired from football in 2017. I had a couple of years to kind of step away from the game, outside of it, watch the game a little bit. Me and my wife, we started a business up here at K25 Sports, youth sports program, and I just kind of got a chance to kind of see the outside of things, kind of see how things work while me not being in that veil again on the executive board. And once kind of the CBA got negotiated this last time, and it was just an array of guys and players who reached out to me. And honestly, it was some general managers from teams across the league who just stating, you know, these guys need a true leader out there. And I didn't know if I wanted to get into it that much, or, you know, even if, you know me, Forrest, given so much time. But I'm a man. I played on three principles throughout my career in football, man: faith, family, and football. And those are the three things that I've always kind of stood by. And it was something I sat down with my wife and I prayed about. And I said, you know, this could be something that'll be strenuous, tough. But I think, you know, me just having a big compassion for people in the guys in that locker room, from the three locker rooms that I played in, every guy knowing there's different things that they're going through. And so I thought it wouldn't be better fitting for me to have the opportunity to do it and announce it in my backyard in Calgary.
You know what? And my last question on this, Keon, and we'll let you go. A few things. One, from what I hear, the players losing some faith with the league, the commissioner, and the owners. I'm not sure whether that's any more the case than it's ever been. You can address that. To be an American going after the presidency intrigues me, because the president has habitually been a Canadian. And the last CBA, we saw a huge split here between the Canadians and Americans, right? Daron Carter was very outspoken on behalf of the American players. So it's an interesting angle to have an American president of the CFL Players Association. How would it be different? Can you tell our viewers that?
You know, I think one of the biggest things, you know, speaking for me, is, you know, a guy who's lived up here going on 10 years now. My kids will be classified, you know, they so choose to work hard enough to make it to the Great League, to play in the Canadian Football League, or will be classified as Canadian players. Me having the experience of being an American, having to come in when we had that non-import-import rules in that case. So I get a chance to see both sides, you know, and it's always hard when you can only see one side of the spectrum. And for me as an American, I take back to one of the great past presidents, George Reed, who introduced a lot of new things as far as free agency into the league. And for him to be an American and create such a dynamic diversity of how guys are seen throughout the league. And I just want to make sure, as me running for this position, that all players are represented well, not just guys by the different color passports that you have. And especially with the league coming out with this, you know, alliance, this gridiron league of football with these new 11 countries that are coming in, where the Canadians and Americans fit in at. How do these things make us look as a whole? You know, how do these things work out? And so I want to make sure that each and every player is represented. And when you have a guy who can see both sides of the spectrum, who's experienced the Canadian side, the American side, and I think it's fitting.
Well, Keon, good luck with it. We're going to be following it closely. Would you please keep us abreast of the process? And we'll do this again soon.
I will. I just want to say one thing. I appreciate you giving me a platform to being able to do this, and to the players that are out there listening and have an opportunity. My will and my passion has always been for the guys who dress up and put that helmet on each and every game, from the kids who I've coached and volunteered with from high school to Adam to football. And whatever I can do, I want to make sure I'm immense and enjoy whatever I can do to promote this lovely game of football. And I know that, you know, me having an opportunity to do so, I'm looking forward to it.
You betcha. Well, as you saw, the players are all watching and all supporting. So it's going to be good. Thanks, Keon.
All right, thank you. Keon for president.
Keon for president, joining us from Calgary. I don't know if we should take a break here and come back with the fire, or maybe tease it before we go to break. But Amanda, you're just fuming over there. I can tell by the look on your face.
Well, you know me. You know that, yeah. I don't speak up on a lot of issues.
No.
And this topic is so scary for a lot of people, because I know a lot of people just wanted to remain neutral,
yep,
out there, because a lot of media have different opinions about this, and Twitter's been like tearing them apart. But I just wanted to say what I said today, at least we're having the conversation. I couldn't just sit by and hear this all the time, like Andrew Harris, he should be the MVP. I had to say my piece. I had to get it out there. And at least we're having the conversation. At least we're talking about it. From an athletic point of view, from where I stand as an amateur athlete, not a professional, and how I feel about the situation. This is a very scary topic to bring up, and I will stand by what I said.
I appreciate that. And so this lady, Linda Leach, watching, because as we know, Darren, 37% of our viewers are female.
Proud of that.
She writes, we're very proud of that. I like to get it up closer to 50%, but she wrote it and said, you're giving too much airtime to Andrew Harris. He was the MVP and top Canadian of the game and was suspended 2 games for steroid use. It might be the biggest story. Now, having said that, Linda goes on to say, let's talk about the feel-good stories. Zach Caleros, Patty Newfield, Richie Hall, ... Well, as I always say, I do the talking, you do the listening. So please don't tell me what we're going to talk about. And it is the biggest story. And I haven't had time yet. I will here in this break to tweet, what are the top stories? What are your top stories coming out of the 107th Grey Cup? Because there's some have emerged. I said, going into the game, we had this poll question last week. Yeah. What are the big stories? Zach versus the Ticats. Zach versus Simone Lawrence. The droughts. Or Orlando versus O'Shea. Well, coming out of the game, some of those are still the stories, and there are new ones.
Well, it's funny you say that, and I always say there's things with sports, you can't really just choose or decide. It kind of happens for you. You can't watch a game. I don't believe you can really watch a game and be invested without a rooting interest. And you could say, I don't really care about these two teams, but when you watch it, if you've been a sports fan, if you've watched the game, you know. Within 5 minutes, 10 minutes, maybe it takes a quarter, you know somewhere you want one team to win over the other. Just for whatever. Could be the color of the jerseys, could be a story you heard on the sidelines, could be anything. But without even thinking about it, you have a feeling. And we know what storylines you attach to. For me, the Orlando Steinauer, Mike O'Shea thing, wasn't even thinking about it. By the end of the game, Zach Caleros, his storyline, I kind of forgot about that too. For me, it was all about Andrew Harris. It was all.
Well, there
you go. It was the only storyline. He just felt it. He scored first. You felt like he was spinning the ball every time he had a first down. He was pumping his chest. He was trying to make a statement, and he made a statement. And for me, that's what the storyline just felt like it was.
Interesting. Joe in Long Island. Joe Lazito writes in. He says, #. I stand with Amanda Ruler. He's moved off the support of me. He's now with Amanda. Matt Feason writes in, hashtag, I'm scared of Amanda Ruler.
As you should be.
You did look a little imposing there, I'll be honest.
Yeah, but have you ever seen that mean face?
I haven't, and I will say it was a little uncomfortable for me over here. Right. It's unnerving. Wouldn't want to get on your bad side, all 5 feet of you.
Yeah, just remember that. I'm only 5 feet, so
doesn't
what
matter.
Damage can
doesn't
I do? Matter.
It's not the size of the dog in the fight.
It's the fight in the dog, right?
Size of the fight in the dog. And to the steroid thing, look, here's an amateur athlete, national level weightlifter that's so stringently held to these rules, whereas with a pro athlete, we're not. So why are we testing them at all? Why do we care? That's the question. The fact of the matter is, it's the dirty little secret of pro football. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. So why enforce it at all? We'll be back with all these topics and more. Thanks for joining us on this Monday morning. Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Just because you're out in the country, surrounded by fields of green, living sky sunrises and sunsets, shouldn't limit you from connecting to the world. Fast, reliable, and affordable internet for rural Saskatchewan. SaskTel Fusion from Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Invite the whole world in. Sign up for SaskTel Fusion today for just $99.99, including basic install. Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Lives fully connected.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back, everybody, on this Monday morning. Thanks for joining us for coffee, Caliber Coffee, on the Rod Peterson Show. Amanda Ruler's with me, Darren DuPont, and I do want to get to the fun things. We got all these viewers this morning, and they don't want to get into the steroid talk. I would say we've covered enough of that. Darren brought up the halftime show. One of you two mentioned the halftime show.
Yeah.
Full disclosure here, huge Keith Urban fan. Seen him multiple times, have all his albums, songs on my phone. Huge Keith Urban fan. Not as much as my wife, not as much as a lot of women that just get positively giddy. But even I got tingles when I saw him coming down the hallway towards the Dinos locker room there. Because I've walked down that hall many times. I'm a Keith Urban fan. And I love the fact that he did a medley of his best songs. not just three, and then move on.
Yeah,
you know,
he went back to the songs from the early 2000s.
Yeah, like what made him like a stud?
The hits, and that's, you know, you got to play the hits, and so that works. That he sprinkled in some new stuff. He's always good live, right? He's always good.
Yep.
And you knew he was singing live. He, you know, changed it up. He even played to the Grey Cup crowd a little bit. I thought his show was really great.
Yeah. I am not a Keith Urban fan.
What? So
I, yeah, I know. Sorry, I grew up in Regina, but I don't like country music. I'm a hip-hop fan. But I will tell you this. He put on such a great performance, he created a fan in me.
Well, oh, good.
Yeah,
well, that's the whole idea.
That's the idea. Just, like, he did such a great job, great performer. I was captivated. Good job.
And I never had a problem. I mean, I got to say this. I watched the Grey Cup at our friends, the Beelix. And to be honest with you, I'm still full. I woke up in the middle of the night at 2 a.m. like, oh, ate too much. But I've made this over the last 5 years. I'd far rather eat too much than drink too much. So I'll get past it.
Yeah.
So we had a great thank you, Beelix, for hosting us yesterday. But of course, all the questions. Massive stage, fireworks. How long is it going to take for them to get that out of there is what people are talking about. Well, they just hitch it to a tractor and pull it out.
Yeah.
Right? It's very simple.
Pretty easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A couple of trucks.
And to the stadium, it's interesting you bring that up, Darren. I'm with you. There was something missing from a normal Grey Cup. And we were kind of kicking that around. Me and Murray, the dad, were the two dads in the outfit. And it was those end zone seats that would get the capacity up to 40,000. They didn't have that. They had VIP seating in the one end zone.
Yeah, they had the VIP tents, kind of like luxury suite.
So it looked okay, but it wasn't big.
No.
And it was interesting that Ambrosi said, I think it was Friday, yeah, we're not coming back here for a Grey Cup again. Which is interesting that he would say that, because he played there. Like, it's sort of, are you a pro Calgary guy or are you not? But he's pulling a Bettman. What did Bettman say? You don't get a new arena here for the Flames, we out.
There's so much potential, too. And I know maybe the new football field wouldn't be there, but you got all the hotels right across the street with a catwalk walk across. It could the C train comes right up to the hotels. Like, it couldn't be a more perfect setup. You get off the, you know, get there at the airport, you drive in, you take the train right down to the hotel, walk across to the stadium. Everything you need is there.
Yep.
Great coffee spots, too. Like, it's awesome. But Nick's is right there, the steakhouse. Like, couldn't be better. Get them a new stadium. But I know we're, you know, don't want to move too quickly off the Grey Cup. But next year, I mean, we're going to see what it's really like being in a new stadium and having everything that's going to be around. It's going to feel more like a big show in Regina for the Grey Cup. But yeah, the stadium,
How did you feel about the Riders announcing the logo for next year's Grey Cup midweek? I thought they could have waited till after Grey Cup instead of stealing thunder of the current Grey Cup committee.
That seems like it would be a this week type of thing. Now
I thought
get excited
so.
For next year and start pumping everything up. I think part of it got lost in the Grey Cup week. I think it got lost. And maybe they weren't that excited about the logos. I mean, they're not a whole lot different than what was out there this year. They're, you know, you want to see something new and splashy and the creativity of, you know, and it added Saskatchewan to the, you know, what seemed like a fairly generic logo, right? They added the wheat fields and stuff like that. So I'm not super excited about the logos. And that's something I get excited about, which maybe everyone's like, it's just a logo.
I'm the same, yeah.
The party's going to be the same. But I think those details matter.
They do.
That's all you see. And so that one logo's got to set the scene for Grey Cup and for your feelings for Grey Cup, as crazy as that is. But that's what marketing is. And so I think they missed an opportunity to really make it their own. You know, we take one shield and we just switch it out and, you know, keep everything the same. I don't know. I think you got to make something unique.
Exactly. I think the timing was a little bit off when they announced it. I didn't quite love it as much as probably everyone else did, but they could have announced it this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had the whole attention to themselves. Congratulate the Bombers and then be excited for Grey Cup in 2020. And here's our logo and here's our marketing and away we go.
Moving on, of course, everybody loves the interactive nature of this program. Interactive TV, as Paul calls it. By the way, where is Paul? Do we know? Setting up at Agribition?
Agribition, I think.
We're going to be down at Agribition all week long. The world's largest agricultural trade show. I'm excited to be around for it, to be honest with you.
It's going to be awesome.
Daniel Langley writes in and he says, I also need to add, first time watching the show here, really enjoying this. Also need to add, as a Bomber fan, I love the class that Fajardo showed with his congratulatory tweet to Winnipeg. You guys have a gem over there, Ryderville. I'd marry Cody Fajardo. Yes, we all know
I think
that.
You have to get in line, though.
Yeah, get in line. He's like Keith Urban. He's the Keith Urban of football, with a lot less skeletons in the closet. Yeah. I don't think Cody has any. But anyways, guy was talking about this at the gym this morning. He goes, the Riders really got something going here. They got a marketable quarterback who can win. They got a good, wholesome head coach. They got a GM who's, you know, strong. And I'm like, that's exactly it. And that's why I'm genuinely happy for Winnipeg to win the Grey Cup, because we've got so many friends over there. And I would say the sports doctor is chief among them. Him and Lapo, probably. Lapo is like a brother to me. At least that's how I feel. I really wanted them to win. It wasn't just I'm mildly pulling for them. I really wanted them to win. And that's nothing against the Riders, but I'm thinking, you win it at home next year. Mm-hmm. And then the year after that, if you have to. But this had to be the Bombers' year. And for a lot of reasons, it had to be the Bombers' year, because everybody was going to get fired, I think, if they didn't pull it out.
Well, it's so great. It's so great for football. It's so great for the CFL. It's great for Saskatchewan, too, because we talk about the Bombers and Riders rivalry, and well, for the last, you know, dozen years, it hasn't really been the case. Everyone says they're our biggest rival. Yeah, Banjo Bowl and Labor Day is great, but Calgary's been our biggest rival. We have all our most meaningful games against Calgary, and they always beat us in the regular season, or we always beat them in the playoffs when it matters. Well, no, now it's Winnipeg again. The most meaningful games in the new stadium, Winnipeg's won them. You know, the two playoffs,
really?
Games, right?
Because I only have them reminding me of that every day.
That's the point. And now, you know, this 1990 business is done. Well, who won most recently? It's Winnipeg. So now they can puff out their chest, be the bullies a little bit, and it makes us hungrier, and it makes it more interesting, and it makes the games more fun when you can have that back and forth. If we just beat the crap out of them all the time, that's not fun.
It's not fun at all. No. Yeah.
It's boring. You don't go to the movie when you know how it's going to end. You go and you watch the underdog story.
Look at Calgary.
It's going to sell a ton of tickets.
Look at the Stamps. Why they struggle for winning drama is, because they win all the time.
It's boring when you know the outcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think
you jump in any time, Amanda.
It's great for football.
Oh, no, I agree.
It's great
yeah.
for the league.
A good underdog story always sells. Did you guys see that guy that didn't wear pants for 18 years?
I don't
years?
Believe that he didn't wear pants for 18 years. I saw Scruffy tweet about that, and he doesn't believe that he didn't, and I don't believe. Do you know how cold it gets in Winnipeg?
Look it.
He would die.
Look it.
There's no way that he didn't wear pants for 18 years.
Look it. I don't wear socks, okay?
For 18 but years.
No, you're not very bright.
But I've put them on my feet. Okay, I got blisters when I play hockey, so I wear socks when I play hockey.
Okay.
Okay, so I don't believe that he doesn't wear pants ever. There's going to be a day, minus 50, he's got to go and shovel the driveway, put on some ski pants maybe. Yep. Like, he's not out there in shorts. He lives in Winnipeg. So, yeah, I get it. He probably doesn't.
I didn't watch the story. I didn't watch the news. I heard about it. Yeah. I didn't watch it specifically. Is there caveats to this?
Oh, yeah. They had a video of him putting on pants on the sideline at the end of the game, and it was kind of a struggle. You almost believe that he hasn't wore pants for 18 years.
I didn't know what he was doing.
He's like, oh my gosh.
I don't know.
How do I do this?
Hey, Winnipeggers are just like us. They put on one pant leg at a time. Wait a minute. Yeah. No, they don't. Because he was trying to put on both at the same time.
He was a little struggle bus.
The jump thing that you do as a kid.
It was very awkward.
Yeah.
But not as awkward as the Keith Urban interview in the broadcast booth in the third quarter. As Colin Andrew from Winnipeg has written in and says, Keith was great at halftime, but that interview in the third quarter was painful. Why do they have to bring those people into the broadcast? I guess it's for marketing. I remember, was it whatever big game at Taylor Field that Jess Moskaluk sang at? The pride of Langenberg, the country star, sings Cheap Wine and Cigarettes. Was it the last game in the old place, or was it Grey Cup? Whatever it was.
Yeah.
They came up and I interviewed her in the booth, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to talk with you about.
Yeah.
It was very evident that Cuthbert and Suter had the same anxiety with Keith Urban yesterday.
Yeah, I think they liked it.
It was an awkward moment.
It was. I think they liked it. It was kind of like they were starstruck a little bit, like this is Keith Urban. And so then you could see Glenn Suter, a little bit awkward. And he's such a talented broadcaster. You know, he's obviously one of the best. He's doing the Grey Cup. But you could see him a little awkward, not sure what to ask. And then, but we want to talk about your music. You got some new music coming out. Tell me about your new albums. Like, it was kind of like forcing that. I'm trying to, like, you know, make him really happy and stroke his ego a little bit.
Wow.
Like, let's tell me about your music.
And they're trying to explain the rouge, and then they showed
explaining
him, and Urban's like,
He has no idea.
Yeah. The timing, timing was off. You can't explain the game during a Grey Cup. I mean, I want to listen to the game. It was such an awkward moment.
I don't know why they do it. I don't know why they do it. But anyway, the funniest tweet was fake Gainers, however. He's like, why are you split screening Keith Urban in the game? Can you please just leave it on Keith? That was a tweet of the day.
Great account to follow, by the way.
From fake Gainer. Yeah, he was awesome. And he's a big supporter of this show. So thank you, fake Gainer. By the way, you had mentioned, speaking of interviews, awkward interviews, you wanted to talk about Zach Collaros, I think, at the end of the game, Darren, because you've brought it up a couple of times since.
I know.
And the reason this jogged in my mind, somebody wrote in here and said, Cody Fajardo is the class act the Riders have been looking for a long time. And that's probably true. And I look at Darian Durant and think, they don't make him any more classy than Darian. Like, I love Darian, too. My love for him is very well documented. And I immediately would think, why did Darian have all those haters for so long? Is it because he's black? Well, it's not, because they had Zach Collaros here, and they never gravitated to Zach.
I know.
So what is it? I don't know. And you think you might have found out what it is.
Craig Smith is sitting over on the couch. It seems like you watch all my games that I do on television, and I'm full of those sideline interviews, championship moments, things like that. And we sit in meeting rooms, and I'm talking to Adam Sinagra about his rib injuries, and they're not giving you much, and they're not telling you that this year's been really tough, and I've gone through all of this. They don't give you any of that pregame. But when it's over, you can go out and say, okay, really, how good does this feel? Because you've gone through some stuff. You know what? This year, we've gone through this. We didn't think this was actually possible. Man, does it feel good. You know, you get those real moments. So here's Matthew Schenetti going up to Zach Collaros after the game.
And they're boys, by the way.
Yeah, well, he's from Hamilton. Yeah. They're from that area. And he's, Zach, man, all you've been through, could you ever imagine that you'd be here, you know, back at the beginning of the year, could you imagine being here, winning a Grey Cup, you know, and all you've gone through? And he's like, yeah, I could imagine. And that was it. Yeah, I could.
That was
like,
awkward, kind of arrogant,
kind of like, yeah, no big deal. Like, didn't really play to the moment, didn't help out the guy who was doing the interview. And for me, I'm like, oh, that's why people didn't really get attached to you, because you just, you know, the good guys, they just don't, not that he's not a good guy. I don't want to.
He is a good guy.
He is a great guy and all that we've seen. But then, you know, you just don't have that, you know, connection and the wherewithal to, you know, have that moment and just be vulnerable. People want people to be vulnerable and open and honest and real. And in that moment, it was anything but. It was really awkward. And now he made up for it a little bit towards the end of the interview. He started to answer.
Said, give me a hug.
And then he said, give me a hug.
I think he realized that he blew that, but that's Zach, and I could talk about him all day. I love Zach, too, and I was upset that the fans didn't hook up with him. I'm like, if you really knew what he was like, you'd love him. But he just doesn't want to show that,
and
that's him.
Yeah.
So what's shaking? Are you sticking around, Amanda? Hour two? What's happening? I know our director of scouting, Craig Smith's coming in. So you got some time for us?
Yeah.
Smitty, you'll have some thoughts for sure. Also, Jim Lang, our NFL insider, coming up next hour. And Bakari Grant, Schweezy, the Cali kid. He's got a hell of a story to tell, too. It's the Rod Peterson Show on a Monday morning. You're watching on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch all our best clips on our YouTube channel.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Our biggest sale of the year has returned. The greatest auto sale is back at Capital GMC. We have over 1,000 new and used vehicles to choose from with savings up to $17,000. And for a limited time, we're offering finance rates as low as 0% on new and used vehicles. Buy or lease a new or used vehicle during the greatest auto sale for your chance to win your payments for a whole year. Run down, walk down, bus down, or fly down. Just get yourself down to Capital's greatest auto sale.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. Snow Beef is the result of crossbreeding full-blood Wagyu males with Holstein females. Much like a fine wine, when given the proper care and diet, the Snow Beef genetics develop superior marbling and flavor. The culmination of these efforts is the best beef you can get in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, Little Red's Market Cafe in Mortlock, Saskatchewan, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.